I must say my reaction was, first of all, surprise, because Pope Francis was not clearly on the short list of the people everybody was talking about. But also tremendous joy. I find this a very refreshing appointment. As the our media friends in the Buffalo area may recall, when I did a couple of interviews in the last few days, I had said, not predicting, of course, but I had said that I'd be delighted if the new Holy Father were from the global south, were from South America, Latin America in general, or from Africa or from Asia. That's a part of the world where the Catholic Church is thriving, and but I had no sense that was going to happen because of the way everyone was describing the debate, sort of between the officials of the Roman Curia, the Vatican bureaucracy, and those from other parts of the world who wanted to take a different, you know, to kind of clean up whatever is dysfunctional as they see in that situation. So, but the way everybody had set up the game, it didn't sound as though something like this would happen, but I am just thrilled. I think it's a wonderful thing. South America, of course, has the most Roman Catholics of any part of the world, of any continent. 425 million Roman Catholics are in Latin America. 72% of the people are Catholic. So I think it's refreshing. I think it's going to be a very interesting ride to see how Pope Francis will lead the Church. Just the very fact he chose the name Francis. Now, he's a Jesuit, so you might have thought he would take the name Pope Ignatius, because Ignatius was the founder of the Society of Jesus. But the fact that he chose Francis, after Francis of Assisi, the great saint who really, a key moment in his vocation, was when he had that vision in the chapel in Assisi, where he heard Christ say to him, "Francis, rebuild my church. It is in ruins." Francis thought he meant the chapel he was in that was falling apart physically. Then he discerned what the Lord was saying to him was, "Francis, you need to work on building up the life and the integrity and the mission of the church at that time in the Middle Ages." So I think there's a call here to this pope that he's heard and has taken that name, Francis. Also, Francis known for his humility and compassion for the poor. So let me just say that much. I am delighted. I think it's going to be a very fascinating experience for all of us to observe the way Pope Francis goes about his ministry.
Is there some part of the Vatican operation that you really want the new guy to fix?
Well, I think, you know, I, to tell you the truth, I have never worked at the Vatican. I don't know all the inside stuff that goes on in there. I know that sometimes some of us American bishops can feel a little bit frustrated at how long things seem to happen, take to happen over there in terms of the relationship of the Vatican with our church in the United States. And, you know, I don't know all that's involved in the Department of the Vatican. It's called the Congregation for Bishops. That's what it's called. The Vatican departments, the major ones, are called Congregation. It's a Congregation for Bishops under Cardinal Ouellette, who was also one of the names mentioned for the new pope. But they are in charge of this lengthy, complex process of getting nominations for bishops in different dioceses. And there's a long, complex vetting process that goes, and all kinds of people's opinions are asked and all that stuff. So they tell me, more experienced bishops than I, tell me it can take up to a year, typically, for a bishop who's been moved elsewhere to be replaced. So, I mean, I have a personal stake in that one. Although, to be honest with you, I do appreciate my monthly opportunity to fly back to Maine and be with the good folks there for a couple of days. And then every week, as you probably know, I have, by video conference, I have staff meeting with the Portland crowd, my staff in Portland from Buffalo.